My recommendation is never put all your eggs in one basket. Never just be interviewing for one job. You know, it's like never just go on one date and wait for that person to call. You know, it like be out there. And even if you still have a first choice, it's okay. But be, you know that you interviewed. And if they say no phone calls, you must honor that. However, I recommend listening very carefully, and I see people miss this. If you go for an interview or even a Zoom interview, at the end, when they ask you if you have questions, which they always will, ask them about what the timeline is for their process, and then listen very carefully. And after the meeting's over, write some notes about that. Don't be afraid to say, well, you mentioned that I might be hearing back in 2 weeks. Would it be okay if I call you in about 2.5 weeks to check in? So now you're asking permission to do that. And now you have a one-on-one connection with that person. So you want to really listen to that. The other thing, be aware, is 80% of what they tell you what their timeline is, it's going to be slower than what they tell you. So if they tell you it's going to be a week, it's going to be 2. If they tell you it's going to be 4, it's going to be 9. So just assume that and don't assume the worst, because for most hiring managers, this is not their primary job responsibility. In fact, they're probably even overloaded right now because they're missing someone in their department. So do check in. Don't forget about the old school method of a handwritten note, which I still think is a lovely way to check in. You can still write an electronic email thank you. And if it's been 2 weeks, you can check in with a handwritten note, or you can leave a voicemail purposely in the evening when you know that they're not going to probably be there, with, so they can hear your warm voice and say, I know you must be very busy, so you understand their world. I know you must be very busy. I just wanted to check in and let you know I've been thinking about this company. I already have some new ideas and I can't wait to contribute. And I'm looking forward to hearing more information. So it's not just what do you have for me, but what do you have for them? And sometimes that enthusiasm will actually tip you over the edge. I will say also, there's not a hard and fast rule about when to follow up and when not to follow up, which is why I think listening is really important and asking questions like, how eager are they to fill this position? Like, how fast do they need someone in there? And so you want to set the tone of your follow-up based on what you hear from them. You want to kind of meet their energy around that so that you're not being pushy if they feel like they're not in a hurry to hire someone. But vice versa, if they're in a real hurry, that gives you the green light to pick up your follow-up speed a little bit as well.